So, just walked out of the local Best Buy here in Denton, Texas, and I had a few thoughts about this whole process. I was picking up my pre-order of Destiny. My thoughts are a little too long to type out into tweets, so I'm just going to spew them out on this audio boo real quick. So, the whole reason I buy my games, you know, new games, physical copies from Best Buy is because I lucked out into a really good price on their Gamers Club Unlocked membership. Right when they were changing how it all worked, they offered a very cheap version of it to existing members. I think at full price, it's something ridiculous, like $120 for 2 years. And it gets you 20% off of all your new games. Well, I only paid $30 for that 2 year membership. So, for at least those 2 years, I buy all my new games here because they're like $48 right off instead of $60. So, then Destiny and some other games, you know, a lot of times they'll have this. If you pre-order it, then after you pick it up, purchase it, you know, like a week or two or whatever later, you'll get about, you'll get $10 back in reward zone points in your account. So the way I look at that is I kind of rationalize that in my head as I'm getting this brand new copy of Destiny for $38 when all is said and done. So that's why I got it here. That's one thing. You know, I'd prefer not to have discs. I like going digital. It's more convenient for me. If I lug my PS4 around, I don't have to worry about keeping up with the discs. And I do lug my system around because I'm a weirdo. But then I rarely go to the midnight launch things because I'm a grown-ass man and I've got a job and I've got to go to sleep and shit. So the few times I've done it, it's like, woohoo, I'm standing in line. It's midnight. Hooray. It's really just a bunch of dorks standing around silently, you know, two or three talking to each other. But and then I just drive straight home and go to sleep. So there's no real point for me picking it up at midnight, usually, unless I just try to, like, squeeze in some game time right before I go to work or something the next morning. But anyway, so the point is I get here. There's 10 people. Like, I'm 10th in line. And then maybe, like, 4 or 5 guys show up after me. So we go in about 8 minutes before midnight. And they explain to us that, okay, if you have a pre-order, stand here in this line. If you don't, go over here. So that's first of all, kind of weird. Like, you're treating your pre-order customers exactly the same as you're treating people who just walked in off the street randomly. So that's one thing. So then I notice they have two registers going for the pre-order people, but there's, at this point, there's, I don't know, 25, 30 people in line. And all the people, maybe 10 at the time that I was looking, who hadn't pre-ordered, just the way their register systems work, they're just in and out. Like, if you're doing a clean, fresh transaction, it's just like, boom, scan it, swipe a credit card, boom, and you're out. So that line is going, like, 3 or 4 times faster than the pre-order line. So that was frustrating. Like, if I would have just said, well, whatever, let me just go buy it right now, I would have been in and out in a heartbeat. So the only reason I stuck it out and kept my pre-order version is to get that $10 back later. And the whole reason I'm even here at midnight from the goddamn first place was to get a t-shirt, and I was 10th in line, and I didn't get a t-shirt. Like, the whole store only was given 6 t-shirts or something. Because it seemed like, I don't know, 2 or 3 people in front of me, that was when they stopped handing out the shirts. I still got some stupid poster, which I don't know what I'm going to do with that. And then I got some stupid little rubber bracelet, like, you know, the Livestrong things, but it's black and says Destiny and shit on it. So, Best Buy needs to get their shit together. They need to smooth out this whole process. Like, for a number of reasons, I've stopped shopping at GameStop a few years ago, more or less. But I have to admit that the way they run their midnight launches is exponentially more smoothly done than they're done at Best Buy. Like, it's not rocket science. Figure it out. Oh, I forgot one more thing. When they scanned up all my shit, my 20% didn't even come off the game. They had to, like, do some manual override mumbo jumbo. So, I don't know. I wouldn't quite call it a clusterfuck, but it was kind of close.